proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. I'm sure many of you have heard the recent news concerning the elections in Israel. In a surprising comeback, Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party won. As with many election cycles, there is much drama, and this election was no different. Perhaps one of the most controversial stories was the reach of the Obama administration in trying to influence the Israeli election to unseat Netanyahu. Even during Election Day itself, which took place on March 17th, it appeared that Netanyahu's Likud party was not going to win enough seats and that the opposition of the Zionist Union Party headed by Isaac Herzog and Tzipi Livni would emerge as winners. Before we delve into the result of the election, we must highlight the real struggle in understanding the election process in Israel. Israeli politics are not so simple and can seem very complex. In this program, we will try to give you a snapshot of what you need to know and how the Israeli government was formed. First of all, Israel is a parliamentary government, unlike our system here in the United States, which is more or less a two-party system. Elections are held every 4 years, but it is not uncommon that the government dissolves and then elections are needed. In this recent election, there were 25 parties running. These parties ran to gain their spot in the 20th Knesset's 120-seat government. As the parties ran, Israeli citizens older than 18 years old voted for the party of their choice. The party will then select their leader. The next step in the process is for the president of Israel, who is largely a ceremonial leader, similar like to the Queen of England, to meet with a winning party and officially give the leader the responsibility of forming a coalition government. A simple majority of 61 seats is the goal in order to form the coalition. That leader will have up to 6 weeks to form the coalition. Now, if that person succeeds, they will then become the Prime Minister of Israel. Let's now look again at the past election and the case with Netanyahu's party, Likud. They emerged with 30 seats. After meeting with the Israeli President, Reuven Rivlin, Benjamin Netanyahu's goal was to build a coalition government. In Israel, this is no easy task, especially after such a contested campaign. Interestingly, in Israel's 67-year history, no party has ever won a majority of seats in the national election. As the results were broadcasted by the Israeli news stations, celebrations erupted at Likud's campaign headquarters in Tel Aviv. Benjamin Netanyahu told the gathering, quote, "Against all odds, we obtained a great victory for Likud. We must now form a strong and stable government that will ensure Israel's security and welfare." Netanyahu went on in a speech calling the result a great victory for Likud and a major victory for the people of Israel, unquote. It is widely known that the only true democracy in the Middle East is Israel. One small item that was not reported was that the election resulted in a record number of women being elected to the Knesset, a total of 29. Imagine that right there in the Middle East. In the aftermath of these elections, the country of Israel faces many unique challenges at home and abroad. There's a housing and economic struggle as prices continue to rise for local residents. Also, Israel is still facing intense scrutiny from the world concerning her relationship with the Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. Perhaps the greatest threat now is how to deal with a potential nuclear Iran. In light of this, there is a definite tension between the United States and Israel and how to deal with these issues. I think another thing to note as well that we need to pray for Benjamin Netanyahu as he forms the government and appoints different leaders into the different portfolios and ministers that he has in his cabinet. But as believers in Jesus the Messiah, we must take time to pray for the peace of Jerusalem as recorded in Psalm 122, verse 6. We understand that there will be no true and lasting peace until Jesus, the Prince of Peace, returns one glorious day. In praying for the peace of Jerusalem, we are indeed praying for his return. In light of Israel's recent elections, let us make this our practice. Let us pray for peace. Let us pray for shalom. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.